Thank you and good afternoon. The Del Norte County District Attorney's Office announced today that charges have been filed against 57-year-old Mark Oliver Roerig of Crescent City for sexual acts committed against a child under the age of 16. The incident occurred at his Crescent City home last Monday, and Roerig, who is currently being held in Del Norte County Jail, pleaded not guilty. A preliminary hearing has been set for January 17th. Tuesday afternoon, the Eureka Police Department responded to a motel in the 1900 block of Broadway after a stolen truck was located near the property. The owner of the vehicle reported that it had been stolen out of Arcata, and officers located two AR-15 rifles, one of which was stolen, as well as marijuana, counterfeit money, among other items, none of which belonged to the victim. No suspects were located in the immediate area, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Dan Squire has news from the California Highway Patrol.
The California Highway Patrol conducted a second maximum enforcement period of the holiday season over the New Year weekend. Officers responded to 26 traffic collisions between Friday night and Monday night, including one fatal and six incidents that caused injuries. Officers also arrested seven drivers on suspicion of DUI, bringing the total number of drivers arrested over the two holiday weekends to 14, a drop of two from the 16 arrested a year ago over the same time period.
Thank you, Dan. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office announced today that Deputy Joe Conlin has been selected to fill the vacant resident deputy position for the Orrick area. A lifelong Humboldt County man, Conlin served six combat tours during his time in the Army and graduated from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy in 2007, serving various roles in the Sheriff's Office since then. Conlin began his assignment on Monday. Officials with the Humboldt Second Chance Program is inviting local employers to attend the program's employer recruitment event next week. The Second Chance Program helps employ ex-offenders, and they have worked with numerous partners including the County Workforce Development Board, College of the Redwoods, and the Dave's Killer Bread Foundation, where 30% of its employees are ex-offenders. The event will be held next Wednesday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue. The County Department of Public Works is set to begin construction as they install new traffic signal equipment at the intersection of Walnut Drive and Fern Street in Cutton. Shoulder closures and lane closures with one-way control traffic will be in effect, as the project is expected to be completed in April. Work crews will begin installation next Monday, and for more information, you can contact County Public Works. A hard freeze warning has been issued by the National Weather Service as sub-freezing temperatures have been forecasted for tonight going into tomorrow morning. Temperatures could dip as low as to the mid-20s, and the freeze warning encompasses areas in Crescent City, McKinleyville, Arcata, Eureka, Fortuna, and Blue Lake. The advisory will be in effect until 8 a.m. tomorrow. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City officials have filed a motion against landlords Floyd and Betty Squires, and officials have requested that a new receiver be appointed to manage the 26 properties in the city. Following a shooting outside of a Squires-owned property in the 1600 block of G Street, city officials filed the motion on December 28th. The city argues that there is an ongoing failure to maintain properties and that despite the receivership order, Floyd Squires continues to manage the properties. Staff have also said that promised repairs and maintenance have been slow in coming, and that little has been done to address the poor conditions at many of the properties in the past 6 years. City representatives will be back in court on January 23rd for a hearing on the issue. With the recent weather affecting roadways, motorists are urged to check road conditions before heading out. Humboldt County Public Works reports that Tompkins Hill Road has been opened and that Dyerville Loop has been opened as well. Caltrans District 1 advises motorists to use routes 36 and 20 as alternate routes for Highway 299 as the construction of a temporary detour continues near Big French Creek. Work is expected to be completed sometime next week. On Friday, a full lane closure will be in effect on Maple Creek Road in Eureka to remove debris from a recent slide. For more information on road conditions, you can contact County Public Works or Caltrans officials. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.